Negotiations have been held with the armed group holding him, yet years have passed and he is still not free. My mother got involved with ASO Familias, a support organization for families of the MeToo kidnap victims, and has participated in some negotiations herself. At least we have been able to send books, photos, and letters to him, and receive letters back. So many people have been kidnapped in Colombia that a special radio station has been set up so that people can send messages to their loved ones in captivity. We have been on Radio Recuerdo, Radio Remember, and sent messages to Hernando. We know he has heard us. In one letter he wrote, "It's wonderful to hear your voices on the radio and know that everybody is fine. Every night I wait for the program to start and listen to see if someone says hi to me." He told us about his life. "Every day they wake us up at 6 a.m. to have breakfast, and then you're left deprogrammed because there's nothing to do apart from lie in a hammock thinking. I play dominoes, but I get tired of playing them all the time, even though there are some friends here who play like crazy all day long.